This is Catherine from Katie's Garden Plant Centre in Newbourne, talking today about hanging baskets. The watering is a key part of having hanging baskets. Hanging up high, they catch all the breezes, and as most of you live in a coastal area, you'll be well aware that the wind can dry out the plants worse than the sunshine. So first of all, take a look at the basket before you plant it up. If it's wicker, most of them come with a plastic liner fitted, which keeps the water in, but if you're heavy-handed with the watering, or we get a wet summer, then there's a danger of it getting waterlogged and all the plants rotting. But if you just punch a drainage hole in the bottom, then all the water you're putting in the top is going to come straight out the bottom. So what I like to do is punch probably 3 holes in the sides, about 2 inches up from the bottom. And that way you've got a reservoir of wet compost for the plants to draw on if they need to, but any excess can drain away out the sides. If you have one of the wrought iron effect baskets when they have the coir lining, you might have to make your own plastic lining. Old compost bags are ideal for cutting up. Same thing, try and keep a lot of the moisture in, but have some side drainage so they can't get waterlogged. You can also mix water gel crystals into the compost when you pot, and these help retain the moisture for longer. If you get very seriously into hanging baskets, you might have to look into setting up an automatic irrigation system, which many of the pubs have.